write the about summary on four simple steps. Okay. Number one, what's my mission? What's my purpose? What do I do? Think about it from both the who. The who's easy. Every time you get on LinkedIn, LinkedIn's going to help you with the who, but it's the what and why. So define the what and why in your mission. Then define your goal. This is how you can help me, or this is how I can help you. And then the call to action. If I can be of help to you, please contact me. If you can help me, when I'm talking to military professionals in transition, if you can help me find a job in auto racing in Europe, please contact me. And then at the bottom, put all those key skills. Now, the folks at the Transition Assistance Program and other people that coach people on LinkedIn, we have a spirited disagreement on one thing. And I disagree with people when you put Baker, Meter, you know, all these key skills. Like, for my example, crisis manager, public relations, social media guy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I will never put that in my headline because guess what? When I talk to the staffing guys, they all say to a man, I can find them just as easily at the bottom of the about section. So I always tell people, put at the bottom of the about section all your key skills. Do not listen to those fine people of the Transition Assistance Program who say, you've got to put those key skills so that people can find you. Well, that's okay if your only purpose on LinkedIn is to find a job. But if you're trying to help people understand what you want from them in terms of mentorship or you know, guidance, having all those skills is not that critical. It should be put at the bottom of the about section. So those are the parts of the about section I think most people need to work on.